screen, I really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for having me here. Thank you, Patrick, for having me here. Thank you. It's really an honor to be back in Cork. I love the town, and I love the sports, so thank you for having me. Having said that, I'm going to read you some poems. In your handout, you have two poems. And the first one is probably the only American poem I have ever written, called Believe It Happily During the War. Believe It Happily During the War. Believe It Happily During the War. And when they bombed other people's houses, we protested, but not enough. We opposed itself, but not enough. I was in my bed, and on my bed America was falling. Invisible house, by invisible house, by invisible house, I took a chair outside and watched the sun. In a 6 month of a disastrous rain, in a house of money, in a street of money, in a city of money, in a country of money, our great country of money, we forgive us. Will it happen to the Lord? The next one is an old one poem. It is from a book that I'm writing. The book is about a husband and a wife who lived during the war. And it's a very sad book, but a wife tells the husband the fairy tale, which is kind of happier. So here is the fairy tale, okay? It's called Sonia's Fairy Tale from a book called Death Republic. And it's spoken in a woman's voice, okay? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
If you don't have a handout, you may want to grab one and share one, because otherwise you'll suffer for the next 10 minutes. I have a very heavy accent. Okay. Sonia's fairy tale for her husband. Alfonso, my handsome husband, this words you cannot hear. When you awake, my silence, they shall all come true. Hear me tell this story from my own earth's imagined corners. No, I tell this story to let the hours be ours. As her husband sleeps, Tony tells the story. Right in front of the approaching train, a woman and a man fuck in the snow. Consider, my soul, this texture of stubbornness. As she falls and rises above human snow, considers this approaching train in which the conductor whistles, rings the bell and shouts as if refusing to believe in their deafness. Consider, my soul, the deafness, and the man, its earthly vehicle. The train stops, the train stops, the train stops, conductor whistles. May you win the lottery and spend it all on darkness. The woman strains her coat and laughs. One of us had to stop first, sir. I couldn't. The dream continues. One could suspect that the train from Western Alalia was carrying so unquiet. But we had no idea that it was also carrying ours. To report on the incident, the conductor is called to the police headquarters. No civilian entering the building is ever seen again. We know that much. The conductor walks in. He is drunk. He tells the soldiers he cannot hear them. They tell him to shut up. He cannot hear them. They ask questions, he cannot hear. They're angry, he cannot hear. They hit him, he cannot hear. Slap, he cannot hear. Slap. They let him go. The music changes. How? The music changes. How slight. The train conductor makes love to his wife. Morning. They're unable to hear. Full light. The woman is in her panic. Visits her lover, the downstairs neighbor, who is also married. Half light, they make love with a fervor unknown to them before. Next morning, the neighbors awoke to find themselves deaf. The disease continued to spread for 6 Olympics. Our country, whose citizens one morning woke up and refused to hear. The chief of police, the magistrate judge whose knees touched the chief of police, his eye in the opera, the audiences, the sopranos are silent at once, or silence the waiters, the customers, the bystanders, the street musicians, the bystanders, the plumpers, the bumpers, the engineers, as he says his voice, they appear in the air, are silent, instantly silent. Directors, professors, zookeepers, I watch the words in the air, watch you watch. And spies, and doctors, and drivers of tractors, at the clap of a hand, cannot hear at all. At the clap of a hand, there were years before quiet, there existed an auditory apparatus before the earth was an acoustic organ, ear tuck. Earth fear at the clock. And it's a story, Athos. Listen, Alfonso, to what you do not know. The conductor was befriended by a local artist, her father, a famous ornithology professor. Filled the rooms with hundreds of cages, his parrots, chickens, thrushes, canaries, redbreasts, different birds in each room. While the magistrate troops searched throughout the city, our hero and the actress feasted on sour apples. Together they wrote the Death Manifesto. He noticed she was wearing nothing underneath her dress. Her breasts were small and wide. The conductor tells us what he noticed. Our naive government listens to our naive poets. They say, language, language humanizes us. They are wrong, sweet bastards. We cannot reach one another with mere words. I sing music and small clumsy feet of a woman who doesn't know but knows so much. For the fine noise her dragging feet make. I look at her and think I am not deaf. I simply told the world to shut off its speech and music for one. Loudspeaker squat. Citizens, at Vassembly Square, they make us sit on our hands. Cassanian, we are arrested. We meet in public toilets to feel each other's throats. We close doors, turn on flashlights, and sign. Citizens, the deaf hands function as a mouth, dumb as a tongue, fingers are lips. Prison at Tedna Street are called centers for encouragement of the deaf to hear. You're alive, I whisper to myself. Therefore, something in you listens, something runs down the street, falls, fails to get up. I run, etc., with my legs and my hands, etc. I run down Vasinka Street, etc. It only takes a few minutes to make a man. After the arrest, a wedding. About this business, you know less than I. In July, of July and before July. If she promises yes, but then say no. Take lavender soft with aspera, with champignon, make music for he who had always misses the prettiest girls. Will marry a dam. I predict an early wedding. But the father of the groom marries the mother of the bride who have consents but silently denies. She will sneak away on her tiptoes while he sleeps. Oh, deaf republic, we go. Only the police remain. Yes, I have found the catches and something is barking on the radiator. Thank you, darling, for calling me a gladiator. But I'm hardly a gladiator. Each other into the fresh earth, afraid of each other. We understand, some of it. I am young, pinch-breasted, a man who talks too much. We put each other down into the fresh earth. In delirium, a cure. of your love making, fucking in front of trains. Why? To wake the death, he insists. Leave no detail undisclosed, he insists. I will take you to where no one can hear your confessions. If you took the train conductor seriously, Alfonso, you would follow him to the red light district. Clearly, the epidemic hits the prostitute population harder than any other parts of our town. For anyone who walks the streets of red light district is stone deaf. There, conductor stood while death in his arms like a little matador, screaming his compassions. His confessions and the relationship between lovemaking and deafness. I love a butcher sister who most often walks there in the middle of the night and bowed before my knees, embracing them. I knelt and kissed her sunburnt elbows. I love my wife in her shorts, her handed shifts, her slippers. I would like to describe the happiness of my wife in her delicate slippers. And she sleeps her slippers, so she does not surrender in her slippers. I love an accountant who laughing loudly in her wake and her child with the tenderness in her laughter. An accountant who looked at the penis of a man and said, when bumps fall, if you make children. I love it, my wife, sister, she who spoke again, silence, and spoke again, silence, no man, that silence is what moves us to speak. The train conductor, leaving his elegance to his lovers, trotted up the avenue where prostitutes stopped in confusion. What is he saying? No one knew, but as he jumped on the sidewalk, I can hear, he yelled. Sponsored knocks and deep octaves, rattle of passports, sounds of falling coins, whooshing of trolleys and of screeching brakes on cars. Snow snarled into the tender door of his ear. His mouth were dry. I can hear, he said, as women began to gather around him as he touched the first prostitute signs. It took her a good hour to recount all the adventures she had known since the darkness had taken the city. As she spoke, she too was cured. The prostitute sank. And as his tongue circles my nipples and telephone booths and morning trains, I ask for the strength to ask for nothing. His little kisses on my hips, my elbows, my lower back, his teeth, on my eyelash, above my upper lip, my neck, I'm falling tightly pressed under all the weight of his little kisses. Between my shoulder blades, such is the victory of my profession. I pray for the strange to pray for nothing. And even in trains and in public gardens, my eyelash, my elbow, my hips, my name by morning, they signed a pact of non-aggression. Before they were taken, unable to sign at first, our townspeople graffitied their conversations and the city. Wherever the hand could reach, a road sign, a store window, a marble statue, they wrote their names, birthdays, how they first met their spouses, what their neighbors said before they were taken. At the trial of God, we will ask, why did you allow all this? And the answer will be an echo. Why did you allow all this? Written on both. Who kissed Abraham? Who kissed Magda? Who kissed Karim? Who kissed Dali? Although she was a dozen years his senior, and Karim's bicycle turned into the factory where a two-kissing woman played the secretary's flight patrol of kisses. The epidemic, we knew it was true from the way the newspapers united, and we were made afraid. Tony said so her former husband standing in a line arranged by Peter Simon and June, we made love outside to the great happiness of Bastidas. And we saw the policemen march, our crazy Abraham running after them, shooting at the police horses with a toy water gun. I remember the illness, flashes of water, water everywhere. And we drank and laughed like barefoot peasants, and also drank quietly, burning only the earth, and quietly made vodka from cherries, vodka from wooden chairs. And William began to compare the governor's face to his grandmother's naked ass. And now we enter the city that used to be ours, by the cedars and gardens, by the wooden staircase and wild iron gates, where we waved and the doorsteps waved, when the president rode in a white limousine, followed by a two-night-long procession, which was followed by trials and executions. As we waved on the doorsteps, waved. Be courageous, we said, but no one is courageous. For my soul waits for you. Grant me, God, the city of an audible music. A dream, the end. This story is not about lovemaking. It is not about Epidemus Stuart. It is the story of how darkness returned, but our city, but our people weren't angry. They knew that for a moment, the country in our ears was ours. At last, to your voice, a mysterious virtue, with the 53 bones of one food, the 4 dimensions of reason, to pine, redwood, sworn for peppermint, to hyacinth, shambalu, believe, to the train conductor's donkey in a rope, to smells of lemons, a boy pissing splendidly against the trees. Bless each thing on earth until thickens, until each ungovernable heart admits I confused myself, and yet I love it. And what I love it, I forgot. What I forgot brought glory to my travels. To you I travel as close as I dared, Lord.
I don't want to overly impose on you, but would anybody like to hear another one? I'd love to hear another one.
But I'm being laughed, so I pass the book. It's also in the book, so what? You take the back way up.
Anybody
want some more? How much more time do I have?
Busy. Yeah, there's another. There's
two or three, whatever he wants to do, actually.
Yeah.
Two or three, whatever.
That's not what you want. That's what you're going to buy, so I'll be honest.
5 minutes? 5 minutes? Let's begin with 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Five minutes.
Five, 10 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes.
Five minutes at a time.
That should be the first poem in a handout and the first poem in the book, okay? God Water's Prayer. If I speak for the dead, I must leave this animal off my body. I must write the same poem over and over for an empty page, the final flag of their surrender. If I speak for them, I must walk on the edge of myself. I must leave the blind man who runs the rooms without touching the furniture. Yes, I live. I can cross the trees just in what is it. I can dance in my sleep and laugh in front of the mirror. Even sleep is a prayer, Lord. I will praise your madness in a language not mine. Speak of music that wakes us, music in which we move. For whatever I say is a kind of petition. And the darkest days must have place.
Let me read you some love poems, and then if you want, I'll read you a longer sad poem, but probably you'll be out of time, so happily we learn the love poems. On page 33, if you have a book, feel free, if you have a book, and if you don't have a book, it should be the last page of the handout, okay? That's cool, 33, if you have a book, and if you don't have a book, it's the last page of the handout, okay? The first line is on the night I met her. Right? Everybody on the same page? Mm-hmm. If you have a book, it's a page 3, the age of Christ. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So those are just some lyrics from a longer love poem. And I'm not going to, the prose on the bottom of the page and the verse on the top of the page. I'm only going to read the verse. If you want to read the prose, you can do so yourself, okay? All right. From Natalia. And the night I met her by song and sigh, God sleeps on his throat or in his arms. I am fastened in her stack and swollen, that I have stopped rolling. She slept in my bed, I slept in a chair, she slept in a chair, I slept in a kitchen. She left her sleepers in my shower, in my door, her sleepers in a sandal. I spoke, I said, doth I love, die, grow old, I'm born, but I love the stubbornness of her bath clothes. I buy them taste bath clothes, the sweet makings of pillows and covers. A serious woman, she dancing without a shirt, covering what she could, we lay together on Yom Kippur. Chosen by her own God, the people of a book, broken by a book. Next one. Let me kiss you inside your elbow, Natalia, sister of the careful. He spoke of gratitude, his fingers trembling as he spoke. She unfastened the buttons of his trousers to learn the languages, one for uncles and one for remembering. Or maybe she thought it was bad luck to have a dressed man in the house. With an eyebrow pencil she painted his mustache. It might have wanted to touch him, and she didn't. She opened it, her love and closed it, opened it and closed it again. She whispered, come here, nervous. He followed her on his tiptoe. Next page. He fell in love. Eight years past. 8 years carefully I dissect this number. We have lived with 3 cuts and 5 CDs, learning how my age is invisibly. 8 years, 8 days, sweet lemon, why can we keep it on the floor among the peels of lemons? And each night, looking up, we saw ourselves, a man and a woman. Whispering, Lord, one word the soul destroys, to make clear how magical it is to live. It rained at the market, with my finger chilling it out, where I am mixing it back for lunches, casserole, and she sang, sweet Alice, why aren't you in my pants?
And the last one, is called Envoy. And it had an epigraph, which is actually to, in 1992, somebody said, quote, you will buy an import from Yalta to Odessa, whatever that means. So he's an envoy. What ties me to the earth in Massachusetts? The birds for themselves and am I lying since he repeats itself, repeats, repeats. I bless a boat from Yalta to Odessa and bless each passenger, his voice, his genius. Bless the sky and send his body. The sky my medicine, the sky my country. I bless the continent of Gauls, the argument of their orders of wind. My master, in the sun the joy of poplars swans. Bless one woman's breast, her lips and their sound. Bless the roundness of her shoulder, her face, a lantern by which I live my life. You can find us loved. She's a woman dancing with her eyes closed, and I'm a man arguing with this moon. I'm on nightstands and tables and chairs. Lord, give us what you have already given.
One last poem?
Yeah.
The problem is long. One more poem. If you do not know who he is, just go online on Google and you can find out. All you need to know about this poet, he was a great Russian poet who happened to write a poem against the government. It happened to be Joseph Stalin's government. The time was 1937 and the place was Soviet Union, which means that he was sent into exile where he died. And his wife Nadezhda was also sent into exile, but she survived. Okay? The poem is sometimes spoken in voices of Osip and Adyotam understand, and it is both in verse and prose. Okay? Are we on the same page?
Yeah.
Page 17 if you have a book. Music and your mother. A modern Orpheus sent to hell. He never returned. While his widow searched across 1/6 of the earth's surface, clutching the soul's punk with his sons from the open sight. I'm arresting them by night, in case they were found by furies in the search for it. While there is still some light on the page, he escapes in a stranger's court with his wife on the close mouth of sweat. A dog runs after them, licking the earth where they mounted and set. In a kitchen and a stable above the toilet, he will show her the way to silence. Maybe leave the radio tuned into its eye. Maybe love they turned off the lights, but the neighbor has binoculars, so he watches dust settling on his lips. It is the 1930s. Petersburg is a frozen ship. The cathedral's cafes down Nevsky Prospect, they move as a new state. Sticks, it spins in the time. In Crimea, he gathered together with liberals and said to them strictly, on the judgment day, if you asked it whether you understood the poet Osip Mandelstam, they know. Have you fought him? You must answer, yes. I'm reading aloud the book of my life on earth and confess, I love it, gratefully. In kitchen. So suggested in vodka, the men raise their cups, a boy in a white shirt. I dip my finger in the sphinx. Mother washes behind my ears and we speak of fervorance that does not come true. Which is to say, it was Gustav good, the light in the trees, full of fury, good, filling fans with a language that death is like smoke. Now, my memory put some beer. After Eamon the glass, you who have in me, have what you want. A golden coin, my time to put it under. The younger brother of a cloud, him of sun shaven and dark green pants. In cathedrals he falls on his knees, praying happiness. His voice on a floor are the skeletons of dead birds. I have loved, yes, worshipped my hand, spoke of loyalty to the earth, now death. A lover boy counts my fingers. I escape, and I'm caught, escape again, and I'm caught, escape, and I'm caught. Is a sound. The cinder is a clay figure. Poetry is a self. And it is a self. I'll see where St. Petersburg stands like a lost youth whose church is trips and guillotines. I celebrate our lives. In summer 1924, Osip Mandelstam brought his young wife to St. Petersburg. Nadezhda was with the French called my charmant. An eccentric, of course he was. His real student danced a staircase for complaining he wasn't published. Osip Shadin. The suffer, the Jesus Christ. Boy, is a voice, I say, like Icarus, which put into himself as he falls. Yes, my life had a broken branch in a wind hits the northern ground. I'm writing now a history of snow, the lamplight bathing the ship that sail across the page. But on certain afternoons, the Republic of Suns opens up and I grow frightened in that I haven't lived, done, not enough to scratch this ecstasy in the vowels. Here, splashes of clear biblical speech. Aripleta, Augustine, the loneliness of the unsealableness while Icarus keeps falling, and I read Ahmata. Her each weight binds me to the earth and a trees and a tear is breathing the dry air. The daylight, yes, I live it. This day hung me up by the feet. I saw St. Petersburg dawn and swans. I learned in the grammar of guns array and found myself for good ambushed in street. While memory sat in the corner, erasing me with a sponge. I have made mistakes, yes. In bed, I compared government to my girlfriend. Government, and I got Barbara's hand shaven on the skin, all of us dancing happily around him. He sat on the edge of his chair and dreamt aloud of good dinners. He composed his poems not at his desk, but on the streets of St. Petersburg. He adored the image of the rooster during a part of the night under the walls of Acropolis with his song. Like a tap in the south, he was pounding on the door. You have got to let me out. I wasn't made for prison. Once or twice in his life, a man is peeled like apples. What is left is a voice that splits his being down to the center. We see obscenity, fright, mud, but there is joy of shame. There is always more than one silence. Between here and Nevsky Prospect, the ears, bird-like stretch, pray for this man who lived on bread and tomatoes while ducks recited his poetry in each street. Yes, Count March, July, give them together with his very style. Lord, press his voice against your talents. The story is told of a man who escapes and is captured into the prose of women. After making love, he sits up on a kitchen floor, eyes wide open, speaks of the Lord's emptiness in whose image we are made. He is out of work, among silver and dirt, he is teasing his wife's neck, so the skin of her belly tightens. One would think of a boy, laying syllables with his tongue, under a woman's skin. Thus are lines myself entirely on silence. My daughter, she's 5, looks up from the page and speaks. What if Akhmatova and I were standing together when suddenly my understanding melted with joy? Several little girls and pastors, imagining themselves to be horses. The first one stopped, impatiently asked, where is the last horsey? I grabbed my understand by his hand to prevent him from joining. And Akhmatova too, sensing danger, whispered, do not run away from us. You're our last horsey. Nadia continues to speak. As I die, I walk barefoot across my country. Here I've interviewed the strongest stallion to tractors breaking the standards and gallops the plain speech. I'm 23. Believe in a cocoon, the butterfly, some mighty nose, he puts his fingers in the fire. He gets up only voting around and his sandals sweat slowly, prayers fall into the room. Mass are watching him from the window. As his thumb passes over my skin, I see his face from underneath, it's there in clarity. As Nadezhda speaks, standing with an orange light. Her hands are quiet, talking to themselves. O God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, and your scale of good and evil, put a plate of four food. And yet continues to speak. When my husband returned from Voronezh, in his mouth he hid a silver spoon. In his dreams, down Nevsky Prospect, the dictator ran like a wolf. After his past, a wolf with sleep in his eyes. He believed in the human being, couldn't cure himself of Petersburg. He recited by heart phone numbers of the dead. Oh, what he told in a low voice, the unspoken words. Because that racist of violence, but he slapped Tolstoy in the face. It was good. When they took my husband, he sure disappeared in a book. They watched him as he spoke. Their vowels had tear marks, and they said, you must leave him alone. Put already behind his back the stone circle all by themselves. And the bow, and the last point. Osip had thick eyelashes to the middle of his cheeks. We were walking along Preston Street. What we were talking about, I don't remember. We turned on Tagovan Boulevard, and Osip said, I'm ready for that. At his arrest, they were searching for points all over the floor. We sat in one room. On the other side of the wall, at neighbors, a Hawaiian guitar was playing. In my presence, the investigator found the wolf and showed it to Osip. He nodded slightly, taking his leave. He kissed me. He was led away at 7 a.m. At the end of each vision, Mandelstam stands with a cloud of old drumming beats and the passers-by you will recognize him. You hated South Castle. Told Mayakovsky, stop bringing your verse. You're not a Romanian orchestra. But what harmony was it? Raveled and unraveled. Nadezhda said the snow fell and fired her. She heard the voice of young chicken all over her flesh. Nadezhda, but yes, in the world, difficult to tell apart. She dances a skirt tucked between her thighs and the light is trenching in. With a chance for corners, he's making love to her ear, love is brothers, living days in the nuts. He is traveling across her kitchen, touching furniture of small propeller, and his heart turning as he speaks outside. A boy pissing against the tree, a beggar cursing at his cat. That summer, 1938. Suppose for a heart, the sun speaks. Against the city's lives, the city that loved to say yes to the powerful. At the end of each vision,
Rabbit her feet to his mouth. She opened her body, lay on his stomach. We will meet in Petersburg, he said. You have buried the sun. Bye.
Thank you very much for that, Ilya. I think that deserves one more round of applause, actually.
Yeah.